That's all I have to say, okay? Hope everyone's doing well and enjoying the cold weather outside and inside. Last couple of weeks, Robin has been dealing with, in the class and in some of his sermons, the preaching and the message of Jesus. I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to be closely related. Do you ever think about the Jesus who lived in the midst of the people? That's going to be the subject this morning. The Jesus who lived in the midst of the people. Sometime I stop and I think it would have been a privilege, a great honor, a great learning experience to have been there back then. To have watched Jesus come through the towns and to have sat there and heard the great lessons they taught. And to watch the things that Jesus did and all the great miracles that he performed. When you open up your Bible, you find Jesus being prophesied in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 about his birth. And then as you open up in the book of Matthew, you find Jesus on the scene and you look there in Luke chapter 2. Find there, birth of Jesus. And you keep on reading through the Testament, the New Testament, and you read about the life of Jesus. And the Bible speaks of many miracles that he performed, many things that he did. If you look there in John chapter 9, you'll find Jesus dealing with the blind man. If you take the time as you read through your Bible, look at John chapter 2. Find Jesus turning water into wine. Look in John chapter 4. Find Jesus healing the nobleman's son. In Matthew chapter 14, find Jesus walking on water. All the great things that Jesus did. All the miracles that he performed. The Jesus who lived in the midst of the people. The passages that Jacob read has a couple of things to say about that Jesus who walked and lived amongst the people. But prior to that, in this same chapter, starting there around about verse 24 and going down, the Jews come and they approach some of John's disciples and there's a dispute going on. And the Jews, you know, talk about Jesus and his disciples baptizing too. And it seems as though the Jews just trying to get something going on with and bring some division there. But then John comes on and John says there in verse number 28 of John chapter 3 says, "I'm not the Christ." John says, "I'm not the Christ. I want to clear things up right here. I'm not the Christ." And then when you drop down to verse number 30, he says, he must increase, but I must decrease. John knew his mission. John understood his task. John knew that Jesus would increase, that he must accomplish the things that he must accomplish. And John understood his role, his command from God, that humbly he would step down and walk in the background of Jesus. John says he must increase, but I must decrease. And then down at verse 34 through 36, John says a couple of things here about the Jesus who actually lived and walked in the midst of the people. John says this in verse number 34. For he whom God has sent. Let's stop right there. The Jesus that walked amongst the people, he was sent from God. You know, and I know there has been many theories about God. Many theories about Jesus. Some said he was just a prophet. Some said he was just a good man. Some said he was a fairy tale. Some said he was all just a story made up about a man. Some said he was just a prophet who tried to put fear in people's hearts to do right. But John says here about the Jesus who lived amongst the people, that Jesus was sent from God. The Jesus who lived amongst the people. The Jesus who went from town to town, from village to village. The Jesus who went about doing good. The Jesus who healed people. The Jesus who had compassion on people. That Jesus, John said, he was sent from God. He came from the Father. It could be many years prior to this, in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18. Moses would say these things. Moses would say in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse number 15, Moses says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren, him you shall hear." How is it that Moses and Jesus would be alike? Well, in one way, Moses brought forth the law to God's people. Jesus will bring forth a law to God's people. See, God sent Jesus. Jesus came from God. The Jesus who walked amongst the people. The Jesus who lived with the people. The Jesus who talked and shared all things with the people. That Jesus came from heaven. He was sent forth by the Father. So the idea that this Jesus is a fairy tale, it's false. The philosophy that Jesus really wasn't real, that's false. The idea that Jesus was just some good man that rose up trying to do some good things, it's more than that. Jesus was sent from God. Jesus was divine. He was the Son of the Father. He was God in the flesh. He was deity. He walked amidst the people. He talked with the people. He shared with the people. He was sent from the Father. The Jesus who actually lived amongst the people, in the midst of the people, that Jesus he was sent from God. In John chapter 1, start verse 43. The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." See, it already been prophesied, already been spoken about, Moses and the prophets, that God would send forth a great one, and that great one would be Jesus, his son. See, as John said, that the Jesus who walked in the midst of the people, he was sent from the Father. He came from God. In John chapter 3, If you would back up to probably, let's say verse number 14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus speaks of himself and of the Father. He said that God sent him into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. The Jesus that lived in the midst of the people more than 1,500 years ago. That Jesus, he was real. That Jesus wasn't a fairy tale. That Jesus was a Son of God, and he was sent by the Father. Many years later, Paul would write in Galatians chapter 4, Paul would say, start verse number 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Paul says in the fullness of time that God sent forth who? His Son. Who was the Jesus that walked in the midst of the people? He was sent from God, sent from the Father. He was real. John chapter 7. Start verse number 14. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Jesus makes it very clear that the things that he was teaching came from the Father, came from the one that had sent him. The Jesus lived amongst the people. Many years ago, Jesus was sent from God. What's the application here? The application is this right here. That we are to accept what the Bible says about Jesus. We must have the right perspective about Jesus. As I've said before, that Jesus is not a fairy tale. That Jesus came from God. He lived and walked on planet earth. And he went back and ascended to heaven. He was sent from the Father, says John. Going back to John chapter 3. John has something else to say about the Jesus who lived and walked amongst the people. He says in verse number 34, he goes on to say, for he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. That's very important there. That the Jesus fell amongst the people. That Jesus, he wasn't preaching and teaching some modern traditional teaching of men. He wasn't there to tickle the ears of people. That Jesus lived amongst the people. He came for the very purpose to preach and teach the word of God. As we was talking about in class this morning, we was talking about John the Baptist and looking at him. And when they asked the people, what did they go out there to see? A reed shaking in the wind? What they went out there, what they found and what they saw was a man standing out there preaching and teaching what thus said the Lord. And that's what the Jesus who lived and walked amongst the people did. He taught the words of God. Oh, people, how you and I can learn so much from that Jesus who stood in the midst of the people. Who at times stood in the midst of people who didn't like him. Who at times stood in the midst of people who had anger and desires in their hearts to kill him. But yet he still taught and spoke the words of God. Remember in John chapter 8. Look at John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, once more again, you find Jesus dealing with the Pharisees, the Jews, and their attitudes. Start there at verse number 29. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. And he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus is teaching to them. He tells them that they abide in his words. And he goes on to say that if they follow truth, hold on to truth, they can be made free. Jesus taught truth. Therefore, by teaching truth, he taught the words of God. He taught the things the Father had given unto him. John says, not only was he sent from God, John says that very Jesus who lived amongst the people, that very Jesus, that Jesus, he taught and he spoke the words of God. Going back to John chapter 8, look at verse 24. Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. Again, Jesus is trying to get them to understand that the things that he speaks are things he received from the Father. And the things they received from the Father were truth. He spoke to the people the word of God. What about that Jesus who lived amongst the people thousands of years ago? What did he teach? What did he speak? John says in John chapter 3 that he spoke the words of God. Here's a lesson for you, and here's a lesson for me, and all those who would want to teach and share the gospel with the world, is that we must speak and teach and promote and share nothing but the word of God. Remember the passage in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man speak, let him utter or repeat or speak that which God hath spoken. That's what we find in Jesus, the Jesus who lived thousands of years ago. That Jesus spoke and taught the things that he received from God. And you and I must speak and teach and share the same exact thing. For see, the Jesus we look back into history at, through the pages of the scriptures, we find that Jesus being amongst the people, living and walking and talking and speaking the words of God. And we must not go beyond that. Going back to John chapter 3, he has something else to say about the Jesus that lived there with the people. Verse number 35. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. A sense of authority there. That the Jesus who lived amongst the people, that he had all authority. That he had all authority. Look at Mark chapter 1. In Mark chapter 1. In Mark chapter 1, if we start at verse number 21, it says, then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. Even in his teaching, he taught with authority, the authority they received from the Father. The Jesus who lived and walked amongst the people, he had all authority given to him from the Father. Why is that so important for us today? We'll look at that down the line. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus declares this. In Matthew chapter 28, we'll start at verse number 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Jesus declared that his authority had been given to him from the Father. The Jesus who walked and lived amongst the people, he had all authority given unto him from the Father. Then it would be true to say that in Colossians chapter 1, Paul picks the pen up and says to the church at Colossae, he says, at verse number 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Paul teaches and encourages and brings to the mind of those at Colossae that Jesus is head of the church, has all authority over the church. Jesus has all authority pertaining to spiritual matters. That being very important, being repeated again. And Ephesians chapter 1. Sorry, verse number 22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head of all things pertaining to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Jesus, who walked and lived in the midst of the people, he is head of the church. So then, what does that mean to you and I? It means we must respect his authority. That he has all authority pertaining to spiritual matters. And we are to respect it and follow his authority and obey the things that he has commanded. For the Jesus who walked in the midst of the people, he had authority given to him from the Father. Several times throughout the reading of the New Testament, the Jews, the Pharisees, the scribes would question Jesus' authority. Why are you doing this? Who authorized you to do this? Jesus' authority was given to him from the Father. Being the case, if we are to please God, as we so many times say from the pulpit, from our classes, from our day-to-day talking, if we are to please God, we are to respect the authority that Jesus has pertaining to the church. Not to go beyond that. One more time, let's go back to John chapter 3. And John says one more thing about that Jesus who lived in the midst of the people. John says this, the very last verse, John says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who do not believe Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. What is John saying? John says about the Jesus who lived and walked in the midst of the people that he was a way to eternal life. To follow what Jesus taught, to abide in Jesus' teaching, to believe in Jesus, to do the things that Jesus has taught, and be faithful to those things, one would have eternal life. Remember in John chapter 3, verse 15 through 18, where the Bible says that God sent Jesus, that man would believe upon him, that he could have eternal life. If you will follow those things, John chapter 6. And John chapter 6. Verse number 45 and working downward. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Jesus teach and encourage, remind those who would listen to him, those who would hear him, that if they believe in him, they could have eternal life. See, he was the way to eternal life. The Jesus that lived many years ago, walked and talked with the people, city to city, village to village, along the seashores. That Jesus, says John, he was a way to eternal life. And still today, that same Jesus who lived 1,000 years ago, that Jesus who now lives in heaven, that Jesus is still the way to eternal life. Look at John chapter 14. And John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, Jesus began to talk about heaven. He says, start verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus talks about heaven. Very encouraging words to the disciples. And Jesus says here in verse number 6 that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can make it to heaven unless he or she go by way of Jesus.
For so it's true what John said about that Jesus who walked amongst the people, that Jesus was a way to eternal life. Jesus would say later on in Mark chapter 16, Jesus would say these things at verse number 15. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Jesus teaches to those who would listen to him that they were to go out and teach the word. They are to believe in him and be baptized, and they would have eternal life. But see, the Jesus who walked in the midst of the people, that Jesus, he was a way to eternal life. As things changed over the years, you know, with time, things that we buy, things that we acquire, with time, sometimes they become expired. Sometimes they need to be updated. Sometimes we throw stuff away. It seems like every year as I go through my garage, I find something that needs to be thrown away, something that I can't use, something that just does not work anymore. But when you stop and you think about the Jesus of the past, the Jesus who lived and walked in the midst of the people, that Jesus is still the way to eternal life. Haven't changed. The Jesus who lived in the midst of the people, John said that he came from God. John went on to say that Jesus he spoke God's word. John goes on to say that he had all authority. And last of all, John says there is that Jesus who was with us, who was in the midst of the people teaching, the Jesus in which you are quarreling about, that Jesus has eternal life. He was a way to eternal life. As closing, as we close, there are some things that Jesus have said that I don't want to hear. Oops, let me clarify myself, okay? Look at Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. Look at verse number 41. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." It is true. On the day of judgment, I do not want to hear Jesus say these words unto me. And hopefully, each and every one of you do not want to hear these words spoken unto you. In preventing that, as a Christian, if there's some sin in your life, it's time to get rid of it. It's time to deal with it. How would you deal with sin in your life? You repent, turn away from it, and move forward so you don't hear these words spoken unto you. If you're here and you're not a Christian, and you don't want to stand before Jesus and hear these words, well, you can change that by obeying the gospel. By hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized. And that's not the end of it, just the beginning. Then living faithful. Serving God. So that you won't hear these words spoken to you. I think it was this morning in Bible class, it was mentioned by Robin about playing church. It's an old phrase that we use growing up in Alabama as little kids, playing, pretending that we're having, quote, church. Well, see, if we get caught up in that in real life as Christian, pretending and playing Christian, playing church, on the day of judgment, we could hear these things. Matthew 25, verse 41, depart from me. We don't want to play. We want to be real. Let's do the right thing as we sing the invitation song.